Now, they were supposed to actually open the Global Arts Live, but sadly, a COVID diagnosis postponed their tour. So we're here to tell you that they are now playing the Somerville Theater on May 8th. Yep, right in beautiful downtown Davis Square. Should be a great show. Despite the name, it's actually two sets of brothers who play both Americana, bluegrass, Celtic, and pop, they say. Well, however, while we're announcing Global Arts Live, Lila Downs is playing tonight at the Berkeley Performance Center on next Sunday, which is Beltane. You've got Bamako to Birmingham, a great show with Amadou and Miriam and the Blind Boys of Alabama. And if you're so inclined to British bits of paganism, I understand from good sources that there will be festivities at the Weeks of Footbridge next Sunday, May 1st, starting at a very early hour of 5:30 a.m., but there will be Morris dancing, and even though it's outside, they have asked everybody to wear masks. All righty then, let's see what we heard before. We Banjo 3 was Nine Inch Nails from Piggy and Heresy from the Downward Spiral. I'm sure everyone has heard about the sad death of the Foo Fighters drummer, and they have withdrawn from all their concert obligations this season. And so Nine Inch Nails will be the cover band for Boston Calling. Before that, we heard from a wonderful Swedish band who are new to me. They just dropped their album, Till Skogen, which means to the forest. And we heard Time Will Tell and Droman. Sadly, they're not playing anywhere in the States. They do have an upcoming gig in Canada. And we started off with Winborn, who are playing on April the 29th at Winchester. And we heard The Ballad of Megger Evers, Earth's Burden, and 0.4 cents a play. Along with other news we wanted to tell you about is on April 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Harvard Epworth Church is the Musicians of the Old Post Road are presenting a program called Taking Inspiration. It's also online, and tickets are available now. It's Spotlighting Handel's Musical Borrowings from Colleague Composers. This program juxtaposes concertos and sonatas by Handel with works by Telemann, Kaiser, Corelli, and Scarlatti that inspired him, sparkling chamber music for flute, strings, and harpsichord. So get your classic on, or if you want to. You can also hear the Boston Baroque Orchestra and doing one of Handel's fine operas. And as a matter of fact, he was even the subject of a clue the other night in Jeopardy. It's 7:05. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. So what's an artist to do? Well, one of the things that they can do is stay home and offer concerts in their area. And many people have found that YouTube is a very good platform for that. And we're going to hear from Mr. Alexander James Adams right now. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Oh. 180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
For some reason, the second PSA didn't want to play. So we'll just say that we started off with Alexander James Adams from Dream Tunes and Dragon Tales. And that was Magna Draco. So the fantastic dragon. We are about to hear about its birth, so we will go on. But first, we wanted to let you know that starting this evening, the New England Folk Festival is kicking off, and you can attend virtually. Which is probably about the best way, because the festival begins at like 14 minutes ago, and the Folk Song Society of Greater Boston is hosting a folk singing party, and you can register online at www.neffa.org. And there's all sorts of wonderful acts that will be there, including one of our former DJs here, who now I'm happy to say has got his license, and you will probably see him around in Vermont and other areas. To find out who that is, well, you'll just have to go there. So go to www.neffa.org to be able to come to the online, and that's also where you want to register. And to find out more, you can take a look at the folk schedule. And there was one more actually two more shows that we wanted to tell you about. The Roscoes are at the premiere on Broadway in Somerville on Wednesday, April the 27th. It's the first show in the Boston area. And also on Wednesday the 27th is The Veldt with Allison and Boone and Death Party at the Rockwell. One of the alternate shows for Once. And if you'd like to keep abreast, as it were, of what's happening with Once, you can join the Once Army for a very small donation through Patreon. And The last time I printed this out, there was Ezra Furman, once at the Crystal Ballroom, had a very low ticket alert. I am doing my best to finally try and make it to a Crystal Ballroom show because I understand the venue is absolutely fabulous. It's a part of the Somerville Theater in Davis Square. Should be terrific. So, on with the tale of the dragon. And this is Out of the Egg.
Thank you. the sun takes the color of old pockets of rust, I'll slip from my cover and I'll cut through the dusk. I'll sing to my lover in the alleys and the fields. I'll run from the hunters with their dogs at my heels. Red is your heart, red is the blood of my animal heart, red is the blood of my animal heart. The engines and headlights interrupt the still night. I've spilled all my secrets, I've got nowhere to hide. The moon is my witness, I have lived by her light. Now that spell is broken and I run from your side. Red is your heart, red is the blood of my animal heart, red is the blood of my animal heart. If life gets in your way, you just bulldoze it through. Chainsaw the nests, chop down the trees, poison the well and crop dust the and the rails have been laid. Will you weigh my value against the time that you'll save? Red is your heart, red is the blood of my animal heart, red is the blood of my
Se não anda, não vai te ter. Se não anda, não vai te ter.
And what we just heard there was several artists who make up spell songs too, which is titled Let the Light In, and that last piece where that was the chorus, was called Moth. Before that was Barn Owl. And prior to that was Red Is Your Art. And the Spell Songs are musical companion pieces to The Lost Words by Robert McFarlane and Jackie Morris, published in 2017. And then the same two people, a very talented writer and an artist, did The Lost Spells in 2020. And a note from the authors, which is that we feel lucky beyond words to have been given the chance to work with such astonishing people as the Spell Songs family, to gather as we did in the Lake District after what felt like a year-long winter, at last giving way to a tentative spring, with the musicians each bringing strands of word and song and image, then weaving them together by ear in the air. It all seemed a profound gift to us both. After so much time spent alone apart. And even though these words were written in England, we here in the U.S. can certainly appreciate it, because 2020 and 2021 seemed like lost years here. Hearing music give depth and heart and soul to each spell from our books, sharing ideas and food, shaping melodies, laughing together after a period when such possibilities had been scarce, even seemed that they might even become extinct. Well, it was a time of richness and generosity that will not easily be forgotten. And we turn now from Spell Songs to a very interesting album that was sent to me, Filtering, from the University of Maryland Baltimore County Wind Ensemble, featuring Brian Kaufman as the conductor, Daniel Bernard Remain as a violin, Brad Ellis on the piano, and Trevor Mowry on the oboe. And we're going to hear a couple of pieces from this album. The first is entitled Nightfall and Lothlorien by Samuel Winnie.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was Chiaroscuro by Anna Rubin. And before that, we heard Samuel Winnie with Nightfall in Lothlorien. And this is an album called Filtering from the University of Maryland Baltimore County Wind Ensemble. And our distinguished DJ, Mr. Edward Bukert, has a spring flower theme for his plastic sushi show. But notes, this is more like the kind of music we should be playing on our wonderful automated DJ, Rick Deckard. But in the meantime, we're going to close out Cafe Mofo with a fine album that was just dropped on me, Havana Meets Kingston, and we're going to hear The Fire from Africa. And please stay tuned for Ed's show. He has a lovely set of fine sound collages for you.
Seeds I sow, feed my soul. Seeds I sow, feed my soul. When I chant, I free my soul onto the land that was foretold. To the mama land, I wanna be living in Africa. That's where I'm from, wanna be living in Africa.
sure of the length of days we pray. And this road will not always be in gray, for every soul has a chance for a better day.
Diamond say, soul I say, soul I say.